As Humboldt County communities reflect on a recent earthquake and tsunami warning, a new emergency plan outlines how disaster recovery efforts should be coordinated and carried out. The county has an emergency operations plan, but a new addendum to it, known as a recovery annex, is in draft form. At its December 10th meeting, the Board of Supervisors fielded a presentation on it. Office of Emergency Services Manager Ryan Derby said recovery planning is a new construct, and he described the approach outlined in the annex.
So one critical lesson that we learned out of the 2022 earthquake was the need to prioritize recovery early in the response. Oftentimes recovery comes after the fact, but if we wait to implement recovery programs until after the immediate response is concluded, we're already behind the ball. So we've used the practice that we implemented in 2022 to create essentially a new incident command system, or ICS section within the EOC, particularly when it's a complex emergency that's going to require multiple month or multiple year recovery. And this split that you see here splits recovery out of finance, where finance is largely focused on public reimbursement or recouping costs to public infrastructure, county facilities, county staff, and recovery. The recovery section is largely focused on, you know, creating connections with non-governmental organizations, with the community, and standing up a long-term recovery group that can kind of oversee the recovery effort after the county's initial response and recovery efforts have concluded.
The annex includes overviews of the state, federal, and non-governmental grants and programs that the county may be eligible for post-disasters. Derby described how the annex outlines community-level disaster response, including information management.
A big lesson learned in the 2022 earthquake was the need to engage some non-traditional partners in recovery. You know, we often look at governmental structures or governmental programs for our recovery, but that's not effective for the community need. So this section talks about what partner groups to collaborate with, critical positions or functions such as a disaster case management program, or in the case of the 2022 earthquake, the hiring of a recovery manager to oversee that effort, and also bringing in funders, because we know that if we don't meet a federal disaster threshold, we're not going to see federal funding come through except with some smaller programs. So the need to identify funding is outlined in this chapter as well.
Damage reimbursement is a high-profile element of disaster response, but a major player, the federal government, has high thresholds for it. County Sheriff Billy Hansel said federal standards aren't geared for rural communities.
But disaster response, you know, through a declared disaster can be something that we could seek reimbursement for. As we've seen through the weather-related emergencies that we've had, the earthquakes, when public infrastructure is damaged and we have individual damage assessments that reach a certain limit, that we can seek a local declaration, a state, and a federal declaration. All those things can assist, you know, local entities with reimbursement. And that's the key here, because in 2022, you know, we had a lot of confusion as far as, was FEMA going to come in and buy everyone a new home? Is FEMA going to fix my home? And that's not the case in these emergencies. And I think as a community, we have to understand the thresholds that we have to meet in order to get a FEMA declaration. And that's in, you know, this recovery annex. And so it's easy to get a state declaration, easy to do a local declaration, so to speak, as long as we do have the damage assessments. But to get a federal declaration, it's hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. And so a hurricane, no problem. Likely get that every single time. You know, an earthquake in LA, no problem. Earthquake up here, not so much.
An example of locally based disaster assistance is the county's contribution of $1 million from its general fund for housing repair and relief in Rio Del following the 2022 earthquakes. Using county budget money for disaster recovery is an option, but Hansel said that's, quote, not a normal kind of assistance. The draft annex is up for public review, and a final version of it will be presented to supervisors in mid-January for adoption. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.